Okay, we come to the start of tape two, and already we've moved a very long distance, both in the story and in the various elements that are being introduced into it. And one of the things that has come up a number of times and will come up many, many more times in the next hour or so is this subject of symbolism. It's not just that these symbols are signatures, and it's not just that they have them because it's almost a secret language, which it is. There's another major reason for symbols and why certain things are in certain places and why certain street plans are in a certain design rather than another. And that's because, and we'll get into this in the final tape in much more depth and detail, but everything that exists is energy. When you resonate energy to a certain frequency, that affects us in a certain way. You can look back at the sun cycles, for instance. The sun cycles affect us in different ways at different points in the cycle because it is a different vibration of energy. It's a different type of energy. In fact, it's the same energy, it's just a different expression of it. So if you have this knowledge, and I keep emphasizing this knowledge has been available to this few that have passed it on through initiation at the highest level of the secret society and mystery school network since the ancient world, since these bloodlines were introduced. If you know that knowledge, then you can use it to affect consciousness, to resonate, for instance, the energy field of a city in a certain way, which helps you to bring about your agenda and helps people to react and to be in a certain state of being, because they keep being affected by this repeating frequency. So this is why you look at the street plan of Paris, and I'm going to look at the street plan of Washington after this too, and you see the tremendous consistency in the way that these cities are created. But let's start with Paris. Here we have, as I mentioned in the first video, the Arc de Triomphe, which is a street plan representation of that symbol of the sun on the cross with the zodiac circle from the ancient world. But it's not just that, the 12 roads off and that symbolizing the sun. It's more than that. This is just a central point in this sequence, this pattern in Paris, which is one of the big, big centers of these ruling bloodlines. There's a close-up of the Arc de Triomphe looking down dead straight down the road, which goes dead straight in that direction and dead straight in this one. And when you look in the direction we've just been looking at, in exact straight line with the Arc de Triomphe, you see this big modern arch, and there's another pyramid, but the big modern arch. The arch is a big symbol of Freemasonry. This is where we get Royal Arch of Freemasonry from. And the arch is very much a symbol of this secret society network, the Freemasons being one expression of it. So if we look again down in that direction, you see that modern arch straight down that road. Okay, now turn and look in the other direction, which is what we're doing in this shot. There you have the eternal flame, the Illuminati, the torch, and you're looking through that crowd there, dead straight, down one of the most famous, if not the most famous, streets and boulevards in Paris, the Champs-Élysées. And if you go dead straight from this point, you go through that. The obelisk, the 3,200-year-old obelisk that was actually taken from Luxor in Egypt, one of the great sacred places, the Valley of the Kings, and great sacred places of ancient Egypt, and it was put in Paris in this square. And again, it's dead straight with the Arc de Triomphe, dead straight with that other arch. We'll go on beyond that obelisk, and you see another arch, the three arches. That's also secret society symbolism, almost a kind of smaller representation of the Arc de Triomphe. And if you look through the center there, there's the obelisk of the one from Luxor. And if you keep coming straight, again, dead straight line, we're still moving from the Arc de Triomphe, you come to this thing. Our old friend, the big black glass pyramid I mentioned earlier, which was put there during the presidency of François Mitterrand. Why did they put that there? Because it was part of an emerging geometrical pattern in the street plan of Paris, which resonates the energy of that city, that key city to this brotherhood, and a certain vibrational range which they want to happen. So let's look now at Washington, D.C. Thousands of miles away across the Atlantic, but the same principles apply yet again. These images come from a book called Talisman of the United States. Excellent book, not terribly easy to get hold of, it seems. And the writer looked at the history of the building of Washington and how, when they built it, they put in the street plan, esoteric symbols, astrological symbols, and classic symbols like pentagrams and what we call stars of David. And there you see a star of David in the street plan of Washington. There's the Capitol building down the bottom. But it's not a star of David, funnily enough. It's nothing to do with the Jewish race, the Jewish people. When you look back into the ancient world, this symbol can be found all over the place in the ancient Arab world and the ancient Hindu world, etc. Became associated with Jewish people after the Rothschilds started using it when they developed their banking empire in Frankfurt in Germany and then wider afield. But again, you see in the street plan of Washington, the way it was designed from the start in the District of Columbia, District of Columbia, District of the Dove. This is why we have British Columbia. It's why we have Columbia Pictures. Why we have Columbia Broadcasting, CBS. They're all Queen Semiramis Dove symbolism. And incidentally, just as an aside, look at the symbols of those organizations. The symbol of Columbia Pictures, the lady with the lighted torch. Look at Columbia Broadcasting, the eye, the all-seeing eye, which is on the screen between every program. Columbia University, symbol, lighted torch, because they are brotherhood operations. And here in the street plan of Washington, there's the Capitol building in the center there. These streets, according to the research of Talisman of the United States, are actually lined up with where the sun comes up at the winter and summer solstice. Now, when you go back to the ancient creations and mounds and structures that were created by the Phoenicians and that white race in Europe and Britain and Ireland, you find exactly the same principles. There's a massive mound at a place called New Grange in Ireland, and there's a really narrow entrance to it which goes right into the center of the mound, and in the center it opens up into a cavern. Only at the winter solstice, if it's a cloudless morning, the sun comes up in exact line with that and shoots its golden light straight the way through this little narrow passageway and lights up the whole of the central cavern. And apparently there's a 6-year waiting list to be in there at the time that happens. And again, it's just the same principles, the same knowledge applied to the street plans. This is why the political buildings, etc., and the Freemasonic temples are built on the vortex points in the grid that the old stone circles and that were built on also. Now, I'm coming back to the street plan of Washington in a second, but there's something I need to talk about before we come back. What you're looking at behind me is a place about 75 miles north of San Francisco, next to the Russian River. It's called Bohemian Grove. That's what you see behind the trees there. And Bohemian Grove has become notorious in research into not just the global manipulation politically, etc., but also into those people who are looking into satanic ritual and human sacrifice and blood drinking and all this stuff, again, which can be charted with these bloodlines from the ancient world. And behind those trees are 2,700 acres of redwood forest, Bohemian Grove, where, and again, in The Biggest Secret and some other my other books, I document how people are sacrificed there, the blood drinking and stuff goes on, involving some of the most famous people in America and also from further afield, presidents and business leaders and stuff like that, the Henry Kissingers of this world and the Bushes and people like that. So here you have the entrance to it, no through road, as far as I could get before it was no further. Here is a picture taken at Bohemian Grove in 1957. The guy standing up there is called Glenn Seaborg. He helped to develop plutonium. I think he was involved in the Manhattan Project that created the bombs that were dropped on Japan, etc. But look either side of him. To his right, you have Uncle Ron, Ronnie Reagan, back in 57, just a B-movie actor. Going to be president of the United States. What, old Ron, you must be joking. Well, he became president. On the other side of Seaborg is Tricky Dicky, Richard Nixon, who went on to become president of the United States. And it's through these organizations, these elite secret societies and groupings like Bohemian Grove, that presidents and the other people in positions of apparent power, that's the route that puts them into these positions. Not surprising. Now, here's another picture at Bohemian Grove. Just concentrate a bit on this one, because it was taken on a long, long lens. Every summer, they have a summer camp in which these elite members of this brotherhood go to Bohemian Grove to do their deeds and do their ceremonies and stuff. And they do them to the same deities that this bloodline has done, has worshipped and done their rituals to, right back into the ancient world thousands of years ago, where this story started. And what you're looking at here, staggeringly, is a group of people, some of the most famous people in America, in long gowns. Behind them there, you see a 40-foot stone owl. And there's the fire between them, next to the lake at Bohemian Grove. Now, one might wonder, understandably, why the people that run the banking, political, economic system, and the media in America should be dressed in long robes, doing a ceremony to a 40-foot stone owl. I think we should be told, myself. So what's it all about? Again, you have to go back to see the present. Back in the ancient world, these Phoenician, Canaanite, Babylonian bloodstreams, which have merged to become the controlling force in the world, they worshipped a deity called Moloch or Molech. It was a deity that was an aspect of Nimrod, who keeps coming up everywhere, of course. And what they used to do is sacrifice children to Moloch or Molech. They put them through the fire. And in the Old Testament, you see prophets condemning the people for putting their children through the fire to Moloch or Molech. When I've talked to contacts, therapists and what have you around the world who work with satanically abused people, what those people tell them is that, again, when they're sacrificing children, the deity in the modern world today that they use to sacrifice them to is Moloch or Molech. Same seamless stream. So the question comes in relation to this, how do they symbolize Moloch or Molech, this deity to which they sacrifice children? They do it, symbolize him as an owl. That's why the owl comes up all over the place. Now, when I was looking in the street plan of Washington, this is not in Talisman of the United States, this just caught my eye as I was looking through a Washington street map, I found this around the Congress building. There's a Congress building in the middle. And just by drawing in red pen on the roads within the Congress building complex, very obviously an owl appears. You can also see an owl on the dollar bill if you can magnify it enough. It has to be magnified very, very intensely, and then you see the owl in one of the corners. But when you look at the next shot, this is not being doctored by me in any way with a red pen. This is just a shot directly from a Washington street plan. And there you see around the Congress building the owl, Moloch, the deity going back to Babylon and this whole story I've been talking about. And he's actually sitting on top of a pyramid. A pyramid and all-seeing owl, just like the pyramid and all-seeing eye. Because the owl and the eye symbolize the same thing, this force which controls the world through these bloodlines. Also in the street plan of Washington, you find pentagrams. Symbols are not in themselves negative. The five-pointed star, the pentagram as we call it, it's not in itself negative. Just as the swastika in its original form is not negative, it was just a symbol of the sun. Other things too, probably. What the Nazis did, however, was take the swastika and turn it round to indicate the negative. It's what they call reverse symbolism in Satanism. So what they do with the pentagram, which is why it's become a satanic symbol, is to turn it upside down so it's pointing down. Reverse symbolism. It's the same with the dove, Semiramis. To the general population, the dove equals peace, love, and all this stuff. Reverse symbolism, the dove equals death and destruction. So here we have two pentagrams in the street plan of Washington. The top one points into the Capitol building, and the one at the bottom points into the White House. And not only do they reverse the pentagram to indicate the negative. Another way of doing that is to distort the pentagram so it's not in a geometrically equal pattern. Some lines are longer than others, and that's what you see here. Now, if you take the road through the middle of that White House pentagram, you might call it, and you go out the other side, very soon, just a few minutes from the White House, in a direct line with it, you find a very strange building in Washington, and it is this one. What you're looking at here is a building that looks completely out of place among the streets of Washington, the Washington environment, and that whole area. The reason is this is a particularly special building to the Brotherhood. It's got the feel of an Egyptian temple. In the middle there you see that depiction of the rising sun across the over the horizon, which is what you saw on the Washington sun chair earlier, and many other symbols of this Brotherhood are that sun coming up over the horizon or over the mountains. And on the two sides of the steps you've got their symbolic depictions of the Sphinx, etc. So what are we looking at here in this strange building just down from the White House? Well, we're looking at the Supreme Headquarters, 33rd degree, Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. Because Freemasonry did not begin in the 16 and 1700s, as is claimed. That's when this strand of the Brotherhood got the name Freemasonry. What it really is a face or a mask on the one face that goes back to the ancient world. And this is where they're coming from, the ancient Egyptian Babylonian world, where these bloodlines came out of a long, long time ago. Here's another more close view of that half sun coming up. And when you see it live, as it were, when you're actually there, it's a beautiful depiction of the sun. And in the back, they've got a bust of George Washington, first Freemasonic president of the United States. This is a political building. So we're told. In fact, it's a temple to a secret society built by the Freemasons to a specific design, Congress, the Congress building. Where did it get its name from? Capitol Hill, from a sacred place of the Roman Brotherhood going way back called Capitoline Hill. And when Madeleine Albright, high priestess of this Brotherhood, became Secretary of State, and she went across on her first overseas visit to Europe, she actually went to Rome and made an official visit, what for her would have been a pilgrimage to Capitoline Hill in Rome, and that's where we get Capitol Hill from.